Something I've been big on lately, guys, is energy, right? So how you spend it, how much you have of it, and how it affects you, your attitude, the personality, the people around you, etc., okay? So I got to thinking the other day, you know, we hook up our cell phones all the time, right? Once the battery on our phone is all the way up, it's at 100%, right? But then slowly throughout the day, as I'm on my phone, I lose a little bit of the battery, right? So like if I send a message, if I check emails, if I make a call or something, I lose a little bit of the battery, right? But man, you guys know exactly what wastes the most of our battery, right? Like, don't even play, y'all. It's this. It's when you're on this. When you're on social media, you're listening to videos, you're on Instagram, you're scrolling through Snapchat, you're looking at stupid stuff on the internet, and you're just scrolling for days. Here's why I mention this, all right? When you're done giving your battery life and energy to these dumb things, your battery might be at half. It might be like at a quarter. It might be dead. You might need a recharge, right? So here's what this means in your life for you. How much of your energy, your real life energy, are you giving to things that are draining you? Let me explain this, all right? When somebody cuts you off in traffic, when you get a bad grade on a test, when someone you like doesn't like you back, when something goes bad in your life, how much energy do you give to that? I'll give you an example, all right? I remember back in my early 20s, I used to give so much of my mind, my energy, and my spirit to things that would just drain me, you know, like people who didn't want me back, opportunities that didn't go my way, things I was rejected from, right? I would fail at these things. Then I would let the feeling linger over me for so long. It would hit me, right? But then it would just continue to hit me and drain me of all my energy. I remember sometimes it would, like, I would need a week or more to recover from an L, you know, from a loss. Like, I remember running for editor-in-chief of my college newspaper back in 2011, not being elected. Guys, it took me out for an entire weekend. I remember being denied for job after job after job when I graduated college in 2012. It would take me days to recover from a job denial. Yo, I remember having a job where everyone around me was like so negative and somehow I got sucked into all the drama and stuff. I would get home so drained every day. Look, I remember having a former partner, former girlfriend, ex-girlfriend cheat on me as I was in college. Y'all, that drained everything from me for weeks. I know if you've ever had a situation like that before, you don't feel like eating, you can't think, you don't want to sleep, man. It was rough, drained everything out of me. Look, guys, I've been through some stuff in my life where taking a loss, taking an L has absolutely drained me of everything. And I share this because I know some of you who are out there listening to this, you're doing this to yourself right now, okay? You're allowing things that happen to you drain you for way too long and take everything from you. Take everything, your hunger, your energy, your power. Guys, here's what I'll tell y'all, all right? If you think about yourself in terms of a phone battery, okay? A phone. Phone only got so much juice in it here before you got to recharge it, okay? It only got so much in it. You yourself, you only got so much juice in you before you're on empty. So what are you giving your juice to? You feel me? What are you giving your energy and your juice to that might not deserve it? Okay, something bad happened in your life and now it ruined your day, it ruined your week. And here you go having a bad attitude with other people because you're stuck. You're stuck in this negative energy drain. Guys, and please understand this. Yo, we only have a certain amount of energy each day. Exactly like a phone battery, right? Exactly like a phone battery. We only have a certain amount of energy. We only get to 100%. So if I allow 50% of the energy I have, if I allot that to the first few hours of the day when I'm thinking about a girl or a guy who doesn't like me back and it's just an energy drain, I'm not going to have that much energy for the rest of the day. Right? Your internal battery only lasts so long. When you allow yourself to be drained, you rob yourself. You rob yourself from giving as much of you, as much of your good energy to the good things in life. The things that recharge you. The things that energize you. Look, guys. One of the main reasons that I've gotten to personally develop to where I am now is that I've realized to control my energy. It's mine. That's entirely mine. If you want it, bro, I gotta willingly give it to you. You're not taking it from me. So whereas back in the day, an L, a loss, it might have taken me a couple days to recover from. Today, a loss might take me 2 seconds. Literally, 2 seconds. You might give me to think about it for one. I might be hurt for another second, and then I'm gone. It's not that I don't care deeply, guys. I'm actually about 100 times more passionate, 1,000 times more passionate now about the work that I do. Just that I love myself too damn much to let something drain me of my energy that ain't a priority. You feel me? Guys, like I've learned that the things you put your energy into grow. So if you're in a bad mood and you feed that beast, you think your mood's going to get any better? Right? Come on now. So here's what I put on your heart right now, okay? Here's my open challenge to you. I need you to love yourself enough to guard your energy, to control your energy, to give your energy with intent and purpose. I need you to guard it like it's the most important thing in your life, because every day you only get so much.